Could you describe what the day of the bombing was like, the, before it actually happened, what the school day was
like? It was a low cloud day, and that was basically why the bombs dropped on the school as it happened. A typical sort of damp September morning, went to school at 8:30, walked to school as usual. But about, 11:15, because the cloud base was only about 500 feet, the aircraft came through the underneath to find out where it was. We were told afterwards it spotted what was the school and the adjacent laundry with its chimney, and supposedly they thought it was a factory. So I suppose in one way it was a legitimate target if it was a factory, but in fact it turned out to be a laundry. When the bombs came out of the aircraft, and this was the sort of thing that the youngsters at Pepper School were asking, because one of the lads there said, he said, well, when the bombs come down, they come down straight. So I said, yes, they do, if they come from a decent height, but if it's low, it hit the deck and ricocheted. And between the west-facing face of Petworth House and the lake, the people of the town found these skid marks where the bombs had hit, jumped up, gone through the trees, and some of the trees had been smashed to the north end of Petworth House, and then they pitched in, and I think there was one on the... There were two in the school, or one on the school, one in the laundry, one in the playground, and one further over. They just pitched and dropped it. And that's what happened. It just blew up, and everything went up in the air, and then obviously it had to come down again. That was it.
Can you remember about what time?
It was about 10:45 in the morning.
Okay.
That was roughly the time. Again, these youngsters here, when I went to Petworth, I explained to them that the blast does some very funny things, and I can remember standing on the north side of this room with this partition, which again probably saved me because it was a fairly thick wood, and I was drinking what we used to have, a little third of a pint of milk and a straw, and this, I had the bottle in my hand, and I, as far as I can remember, it stayed there, but the milk just went straight up in the air. And of course they could see the fun of this, you know. I said, well, it was just the blast, I suppose. It did funny things.